felt somebody nudge me. I thought you were watching the snooker. Your eyes are closed. Angela, my longest lasting partner, was standing over me. Will you take this dressing gown to the hospital, she said. My auntie says it's urgent and I've got Tiffany coming round with her tarot cards. She has a dressing gown, I said, clicking open another can of lager. How come she needs another? Angela knocked back the remains of a glass of red. Oh, I don't know, something about forgetting to take it off before she got going on the commode. That dressing gown, which was not cheap, has been incinerated. She gave me that look. It reminded me of the last time I took the dog to the vet. I didn't really want Tiffany the Tarot ploughing through my past misfortunes as a preamble to what I considered was going to be a very dim future. So I picked up the dressing gown and set off for the hospital. As I approached the car park, this woman was using a pair of ties to tie the exit barrier up so that it was permanently open. I know it was not really any of my business, but I couldn't help myself. I wound down the car window. What are you doing? I asked. What's it look like? Her response sounded a tad aggressive, if you ask me. Clearly, she could see that I was taken aback by her attitude and softened her tone. Look, she said, the card machine at the pay station isn't working, and I don't carry cash. If I don't tie this barrier open, I'll be here all night. She tied a final knot in the tights and gave me a wink. I know it's a waste of good tights, but American tan's not my colour. I thought, this is not a conversation I want to continue, so I moved forward, parked up, and made my way to Ward 41. It's a long ward. It's a really, really long ward, and I was halfway down there when this old woman oo-ooed me and beckoned me over. She extends a long, thin arm and dangles a bag of sweets in front of me. Will you give these to Stella? She's the one over there waving. She smiled at me. I've no teeth, and my daughter knows I can't eat treacle toffee. My gums stick together. I asked for mints to suck. She's always been spiteful, ever since that Easter Sunday when we ate a pet rabbit. She lay back on her pillow. Yes, she said. Times were hard back then, and I was saving up for 10 days in Magaluf with a Birkenhead WI. She's never got over that rabbit, even when I had one of its feet made into a keyring for her birthday. I didn't want to get into family disputes, so I took the bag of treacle toffee over to Stella, who immediately popped a large chunk in her mouth. The projectile vomiting was instantaneous, with a fair amount landing on my new T-shirt. I'm sure I felt a bit of carrot on my cheek. A nurse appeared. Stella, I've already explained there's a good reason for you being nil by mouth. Look at the state of this gentleman. The nurse looked me up and down. Lift your arms up. Before I knew it, she'd whipped off my T-shirt and said, I'll be back in a minute. She closed the curtains round the bed. Stella stared at my chest. Her eyes rolled back and she started dribbling. Fortunately, the nurse returned quickly and passed me a navy blue smock. It's the cleanest I could find, she said. I was pretty sure that the red spots weren't part of a pattern. I need to go and wash my face, I said. Where's the toilet? Don't use the ward toilet, said the nurse with the authority of a sergeant major. Our cleaner's short-sighted. Go to the one on the main corridor. As I left the ward, another nurse grabbed my arm and wheeled me through a set of double doors into A&E. Thank God I found you, doctor, she said. The patient attached to that vacuum cleaner hose has developed a thrombosis. At this point I began to feel dizzy, and next thing I know I'm laid out on a trolley with somebody pushing an oxygen mask in my face. I pulled the mask away and sat up. I don't need oxygen. A cup of coffee will sort me out. As you please, said the nurse, packing away the oxygen, ramming the mask into a plastic bag. The volunteer coffee shop is at the end of the corridor. But be careful. Man-eating Maeve is on duty this afternoon. She took a step back and considered me carefully. But don't worry, you'll be safe enough. I decided to skip the coffee and went back to the ward. Unfortunately, visiting time had ended by now, and so I went to speak to the ward sister. Would you mind making sure that this dressing gown reaches my auntie, please? No problem, said the sister. What name is it? I gave her the name and she frowned. Oh, I'm sorry, she said. That's going to be tricky. You see, about an hour ago, she discharged herself.